Welcome to the Rap Report with Andrew Rappaport, where we provide biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar for your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.
Atheists often think that the issue of evil is proof that God cannot exist. The way most atheists try to argue it is to say that if God is all good and all powerful, how can we explain evil in the world? Well, we could, as Christians, explain that evil is a result of the curse of the sin in Genesis 3. Though that is right and true, is that really the issue? Well, the fact is, when the atheist argues that God cannot exist because there's evil in the world, the reality is they just lost the argument and don't even know it. You see, how could there be evil in the world if we are just chemical reactions? The fact that they identify something as evil means they identify a difference between good and evil. But where is the standard for good? Well, that comes from the nature of God. If there is no evil, then maybe they could argue there is no God. But when they argue there is an evil, evil is defined by the absence of good, and good is defined by the nature of God. So when the atheist argues that there is no God because there's evil in the world, the reality is, if there is evil in the world, then God must exist.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.